Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to the Soul of Business on Money FM 89.3. I'm Shahzad Haque for the Workday Afternoon. The Singapore Institute of Technology has been encouraging and grooming students who have been adopting innovative methods to support Singapore's continuing efforts in building an inclusive society, now, of course, more topical than ever. SIT's first local service learning project team, Project Inclusive, that's INCLUSGIV, teamed up with SG Enable to evolve their physical programs into a comprehensive schedule of online engagement sessions with PWDs, that's persons with disabilities, and their caregivers. And joining me on the phone now is Angeline Lim, president of Project Inclusive, to get more insight into their volunteer projects. Angeline, a very warm welcome to the show.
Hi, Shazet. Nice to meet you.
It's great having you here with us, and I'd love to hear more about Project Inclusive, the project that you're spearheading, and why you decided to kickstart this online engagement series.
So, Project Inclusive consists of a group of students from Singapore Institute of Technology who have the passion and enthusiasm to serve the community and gain learning experiences. So, in mid-2019, as a pilot program, we formed a service learning project team. For our first project, we collaborated with SG Enable to organize activities for persons with disabilities and their caregivers to provide caregivers with respite and empower them. At the start of the project, we wanted to conduct physical activities for the community at Enabling Village, which is an inclusive community space. However, COVID-19 struck and physical gatherings were not encouraged. Back then, we were already 6 months into the project and we did not want to give up. During circuit breaker, almost every physical aspect of our daily life was transiting online. So we decided to hop on the bandwagon and adapt the planned physical activities into a comprehensive schedule of online engagement sessions.
Yeah, of course, that COVID pandemic really put a dampener on things, but you guys have adapted so well to that. What was the inspiration behind this project and why did you focus on this particular community, persons with disabilities and their caregivers?
Caregivers burnout has always been a concern in Singapore. Mm-hmm. They often find themselves physically and emotionally drained from taking care of their care recipients.
Yes.
Over time, this burnout can result in stress-related disorders such as anxiety. These caregivers are often selfless. They spend most of their time caring for their care recipients. With this in mind, we decided to work with SG Enable to provide caregivers with respite, support them with their needs, and empower them by imparting essential skills. We planned a series of online engagements that were tailored to ensure that the persons with disabilities were able to manage the activities independently so that the caregivers can have some respite, especially during circuit breaker when everyone was mostly at home. It can be stressful to provide care recipients around the clock. Some online activities we had carried out include recreational activities, fitness activities, a terrarium making workshop, and knowledge sharing by professionals to cultivate essential skills for the caregivers. There were a lot of uncertainties in organizing and executing online volunteering activities during circuit breaker, as no one had done this before, and it was an unprecedented time for everyone. However, the team had the strong desire to build an inclusive society for the persons with disabilities. We felt that inclusivity is important in society as everyone deserves to be treated equally and lead a life like everyone else, regardless of our physical and mental being. Despite all the uncertainties and worries of failure, we went ahead with the online activities with a leap of faith and executed them to the best we could.
With a lot of these persons with disabilities, sometimes it's just them living with their caregiver. And, you know, this whole situation is sort of exacerbated by the fact that during circuit breaker in particular, that would have been it. They wouldn't have been able to leave the house or do very much. And it would have been just the two of them. So I'm sure that that circuit breaker period was a real challenge for you guys and for these people that we're just talking about.
Yeah, definitely.
And what about any other challenges when engaging with PWDs, and how did you overcome these challenges?
Okay, so managing the virtual activities was definitely challenging since the nature of conducting them was different and never done before. There were new types of risks we had to anticipate, new ways of engaging with participants, and new place to conduct the activities, which was Zoom. So in my opinion, the toughest challenge was engaging with the participants over Zoom.
Right.
On many occasions, we were unable to communicate with them due to poor Wi-Fi connection.
Yeah.
We could not escape this technical difficulty.
Sure.
But nonetheless, the team continually reached out to the participants participants through conversations. We tried to involve everyone regardless of whether we were receiving a response. And there was limited space in everyone's home and equipment we could utilize. So we had to plan activities that could be done in small spaces and with equipment that people usually have at home, such as towers and stationery. And since we were aiming for a huge outreach, our activities also had to cater to a diverse age group. And this was challenging because every age group had different interests. So to overcome this challenge, we simulated the activity through dry runs with the team before the actual one to identify any risks, potential issues, and further improvements through suggestions from the team. And fortunately for us, the online engagement were well received and executed smoothly with minimal hiccups. There were a few key takeaways for rolling out this engagement. We learn to believe in ourselves, be open-minded, and try new things. Even if we failed, we would have learned from the experience and could try again. From this experience, we managed to progress and succeed.
Well, I'm very happy to hear that there was good feedback overall. And of course, in something like this, and it's such a challenging time to be doing all that, you know, there was always going to be a process of elimination and a trial and error to get things absolutely right. Which activity among the whole series was the most successful, and did anything interesting take place when you were engaging this target group?
For the activities that I think were rather well received were the game engagements. We played charades, Scribble, which is a draw and guess game, Kahoot, Bingo, Pictionary, and Spot the Difference. So for Scribble, our participants even suggested that we continue the game even though we had exceeded our activity duration. And yes, we did extend to keep the interaction going. I think the game lasted for about 1.5 hours over Zoom. And of course, you know, for this whole online engagement, I would say we are thankful. Our University Student Life Division and community partner SG Enable were very supportive in being our advisors and giving us ideas on how we could manage the activities. The Student Life Division provided us with the required resources to run the activities, and SG Enable helped us in reaching out to the community by promoting those activities.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up SG Enable there, because I'm going to ask you a bit more about that. I just want to remind everyone we're speaking to Angeline Lim, president of Project Inclusive, on virtual volunteerism in this pandemic. What about some of the learnings from rolling out this series together with SG Enable? What are they?
As mentioned previously, it's always about being open-minded and trying new things. And for myself, on a personal level, actually, I felt that this engagement was definitely meaningful. Yeah. It's because like we witnessed how our participants had fun and were actively engaged. Some even had their families involved in the activities. And I remember for our yoga session, there was a family that did their workout together with us. They helped each other to get the yoga poses right, and it was lovely to see that. Yeah, it was heartening to see how our participants enjoyed themselves and appreciate our efforts for them. Yeah, so for learning, as I've mentioned, it's about trying new things. But for my own personal growth, I feel that this may sound cliche, but it's true to know that, you know, we have brought a little happiness in someone's life. And to me, that was impactful and fulfilling. And therefore, I felt that, you know, the engagement series was meaningful. And quoting the project's team slogan, "To give is to receive," no, we are not expecting any returns from our beneficiary. It was more of the learning we gained and the contentment we felt in the process of giving our services. This is the true essence of service learning, I would say.
Absolutely. Listen, Angeline, nothing cliche about that. I'm all for it. I think that's excellent. what are your thoughts on this new mode of volunteering? I mean, is online volunteering here to stay, or are we, you know, once hopefully things you know, get reined in with the pandemic, we're gonna go back to person-to-person contact? Because I'm sure nothing quite replaces that, right?
Yes, to me, online volunteering is definitely to stay. Well, of course, it would be great to have physical interaction and large gatherings. That's what everyone is hoping for. But going online has proven to be a feasible new way of engaging the community. Sometimes it may be better to hold virtual activities due to the constraints of having a physical one. For example, caregivers may face difficulties in bringing their care recipients out, and going online allows participants to enjoy the activities in the comfort of their home. I'm sure everyone has gotten used or is getting used to the new norm of working from home. And we received positive feedback from our participants for this online engagement. They enjoyed themselves, and some agreed that online activities work well for them. Some even provided constructive feedback about how we can go about improving ourselves. And we are really grateful to the caregivers and persons with disabilities for giving us the opportunity to reach out to them for their constant support and being great participants by proactively engaging in the session. The heartwarming appreciation and compliments given by the participants motivated us to keep improving and explore possible activities we could do virtually.
You know, I think what's also heartening to see is a lot of, you know, you're going through SIT, a lot of youngsters getting involved. A few weeks ago, we had Project Rice, another charity that, another fundraising program that involves youngsters. Is this more of a trend? You're seeing more and more youngsters getting involved in this sort of thing?
Yeah, I would say so. Actually, especially during COVID-19 period, circuit breaker, and after that, the different phases. Yeah, we do actually observe a trend that people of my age, around my age, we are all stepping out to serve the community, to try to, you know, make a difference, to help a little, yeah, to provide support as in these tough times. And it's very heartening to know about this.
Dare I ask, how old are you, Angeline?
I'm 24 this year.
24. Well, there you go. That's great. That's really great to hear. Now, will this particular series continue through virtual means? And how else do you plan to on engaging with PWDs and their caregivers? I know, again, while we've still got some kind of restrictions, I suppose there will be more of this virtual stuff going on for a bit more, right?
Yeah, definitely. So we have a rolling system for getting fresh volunteers involved each year. Mm-hmm. The team from the previous year passes on the baton to the new team annually. For example, I was in charge for the year 2020. For this year, we have a new team leading the efforts. Depending on how the COVID-19 restrictions evolve, we will have virtual, hybrid or physical sessions. Our goal is to gather more like-minded students who are passionate and committed to serve the community each year.
Right.
So the initiative grows and we are able to partner with more NGOs for different kinds of activities and hopefully touch the lives of many more caregivers in the coming years.
Well, I'm sure they'll be very delighted to hear all that, of course. Now, let's look a little bit beyond the COVID-19 situation. Of course, we all are keeping our fingers crossed for that. What are some of the upcoming plans for Project Inclusive? Or do some of them, in fact, still involve the COVID scenarios?
Okay, for the upcoming plans, because it's a new team that's leading the effort.
Yeah.
So they would know the upcoming activities better.
Okay.
But definitely we do have upcoming activities coming up, and we would publicize on our social media, our Instagram platform. Yeah, and we would definitely reach out to the community on our upcoming activities and events. So we can stay tuned to it.
Absolutely. Listen, fantastic initiative here. Project Inclusive, just a reminder, of course, they've teamed up with SG Enable to evolve their physical programs into a comprehensive schedule of online engagement sessions with persons of disabilities and their caregivers. I just want to say thank you very much here to Angeline Lim, president of Project Inclusive, on virtual volunteerism in this pandemic. Angeline, thank you so much for your time. It's been a pleasure and very, very informative as well. I'm Shahzad Haque for the Workday Afternoon. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.